Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 348, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. With joy and gladness in my soul, I hear the call to prayer. Let us go up to God's own house and bow before him there. And what follows? Psalter 348, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Acts 4, the verses 1 through 31. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Acts 4, the first 31 verses. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, and being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. And neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." And now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And behold, in the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priest and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that in them is. O, by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Rylan and Sarah the Cook, who were blessed with the birth of a son. Mr. and Mrs. Ryan and Polina Denbuck, who were blessed with the birth of a son. Mr. and Mrs. Rick and Krista Clock, who were blessed with the birth of a daughter. Mrs. Denise Van Cadre, who was diagnosed with cancer of the thyroid. And Mrs. Janet Clock, who was in the hospital for testing and waiting for results. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in thy providence and in thy great mercy and in thy patient long suffering, and that in this morning hour the sun may arise, and that thou hast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day. And we're on this Lord's Day than a greater number, although still the smallest part, we may acknowledge thee that it may be so. And then may we be given to examine each of our hearts, where it has been so many weeks ago, where we could gather together with such a number. Then may we be given to examine each of our hearts, how we have come up to thy house. Oh, may it be with an impression of thy goodness and of thy long suffering. Also in the week gone by, then thou hast showered us and our children with so many blessings from heaven. Oh, thou art the fountain of all good. And then it is so necessary that we have eyes to see it, and that we may become smaller under, Lord. May there have come up souls in this morning, oh, with a vehement and desire, where they have walked in the weeks gone by with a burden that became so great and that became so unbearable, and that they have cried unto thee, the way may be opened, that once more, and that they may come within the walls of thy house. And then thou knowest how it has been in the weeks, ah, Lord. May matters have taken place. May it have not remained still. For all those who in this morning have to confess that nothing has changed, still a hard and cold heart, and no crying unto thee, no living desires, no true longings for thee, and for thy fellowship, and the need to be saved from all our sins, Lord. May in this morning, may they be awakened, and that it may become reality in their life. Then it shall be a wonder that we may still be under the means of grace, Lord. Then thou wert speaking to this world, but also to thy church in such special ways. And if we do not hearken to thy speaking, if we do not repent of our evil and worldly ways, then thou wert called upon to come with greater judgments, and who shall live when thou doest those things, but all wonder-doing God. May thou work wonders in this morning hour. Go from bench to bench and from heart to heart for those that may be in thy house. Remember all those that are called upon to remain in their dwelling. Grant them also a blessing. Lord, may it please thee by thy Spirit to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of us and our children after the day of Pentecost. 'Tis recorded that thou added daily unto the church as such as should be saved. There is still a church that must and that shall be saved, that shall be gathered by word and by spirit. May it please thee to do it in a richer measure amongst us and our dear children. Lord, it is not our cause, it is not our church, but it is thy church, thy glory. It is thy cause, and in the multitude of followers is the King's glory. May in this very hour, may it be an unforgettable hour, that boys and girls, our young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, that they may be taken from beneath the banner of the Prince of Darkness and be placed under the glorious banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember thy children. Thou also knows how it has been in the past weeks, whether it has been still, whether it has been silent, how it was at the throne of grace, whether thou hast just yet spoken a word unto them, Lord. If it has remained so silent, may it please thee to then speak a word in this morning hour. Grant those further leadings. And we have heard out of thy holy word that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. May there be no rest outside of that precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. May there be a rich ingathering in this very day. May thy judgments also be used to that end. Then in the past week, then thou wast not only spared all our lives, Thou hast protected, Thou hast provided. But then Thou hast blessed three family circles, whereby renewal they may receive a little child out of Thy hand. Oh, may those parents truly be given to see it as a precious gift that cometh from above out of Thy gracious hand. A word has pleased Thee to spare the life of the mothers, and where Thou hast given new life, Lord, may those parents be given to sprinkle their children with their tears on the one hand because of humility, but on the other hand, an impression. A child that had a beginning, but that shall never cease to exist. They are on their journey to eternity, and they need to be born again. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Then also for the consistory, their responsibility is only increased. Three more souls entrusted unto us that need to be saved. May we be found more a begging and a praying people. We commend unto Thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, oh, an added blessing, but also an added responsibility. May it please Thee to continue to uphold the barren ones, and if it may be according to Thy holy will, to gladden them with the blessing of a child. We commend unto Thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt Thou graciously watch over them? Wilt Thou remember all the mothers caring for their children? There are also many trials and many afflictions amongst us. Then we remember the old mother who has been in the hospital for a few days with very serious concerns and manifold fears for tests, and awaiting for the results, Lord. Then we commend her unto Thee together with her dear husband. Grant them a place at Thy footstool, where they may mightily cry unto Thee, and then surely Thou art speaking in a special way, above all things, save never dying souls. Also a young wife and mother has also received an overwhelming report. Lord, wilt Thou place underneath Thy everlasting arms, grant them together as a little family that special place at Thy footstool, where they may tell Thee everything, the sickness, the needs, the wants, the great need of their never-dying souls. Then we humbly ask Thee that Thou may help the physicians, also when in the future another operation is scheduled, wilt Thou help out and help through. We remember all under the doctor's care. Wilt Thou surround them with Thy care and with Thy compassion, the difficulties of the body, the difficulties of the mind. Wilt Thou remember our handicapped ones and those that care for them, undoubtedly at times overwhelmed. Above all, wilt Thou grant to the handicapped the saving of their never-dying souls. We commend unto Thee all the sick relatives. Thou knowest all the different circumstances. May the means be blessed and the calling sanctified. Remember the mourning ones, the widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and dear ones to the cemetery. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? Wilt thou graciously remember our elderly ones in the care home with those that care for them and those that are bound to their dwellings? Remember the crosses and the burdens. And, Lord, now we humbly ask thee for thy help. Grant a few words to speak. Anoint with fresh oil from above. Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers among young and old, and may in this morning, may truly empty vessels have come up to thy house, then there is room for the oil to flow, and those that are still so full of the world and of self-righteousness even, after being hindered to go up to thy house for so many weeks, that it may be the time that thou may begin to empty them, and that thou may teach them the prayer of the publican, O God. Be merciful to me, a sinner. There is still mercy for the chiefest of the sinners. Wilt thou remember all the listeners, those that may be in thy house, those that are bound to their home? May the time soon arrive that the whole congregation may come up to thy house. And, Lord, then by renewal we have to confess that it is all sinned away. We have nothing to plead upon, but all look down upon us in the Son of thine eternal love, in whose name we pray. Amen. Psalter 4, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. Oh, wherefore do the nations rage, and kings and rulers strive in vain? Against the Lord of earth and heaven, to overthrow Messiah's reign. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the Bethesda Building Fund. Psalter 4, the first four stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Acts 4, the verses 23 and 24, where God's word and our text reads thus, "And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is." Our text words speak of the gathered church after the release of Peter and John, with three thoughts. In the first place, the court appearance preceding this gathering. In the second place, the rejoicing of this gathering. And in the third place, the prayer by this gathering. The gathered church after the release of Peter and John. The court appearance preceding this gathering. The rejoicing of this gathering. And in the third place, the prayer of this gathering. Beloved congregation, then in our text words, then wonderful things have taken place in the midst of the church in Jerusalem. We have heard the past week that in the name of Jesus, that there was a lame man already for more than 40 years, who was laid at a gate beautiful, begging for alms, and that in the name of Jesus Christ, that he was raised up. And then Peter and John, they have used this opportunity, oh, to proclaim the only name given under heaven. And no, they have first preached that people in their guilt, where they have declared, "Where ye by wicked hands have taken, have crucified." But in the exhortation, "Repent, that your sins may be blotted out, that a time of refreshing may come." And it has pleased the Lord to bless that miracle and that preaching for the ingathering of the church. Oh, what a blessed time it was for the church of God, 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. And then in this chapter we have heard it, that there were already 5,000. The Lord has done wonderful things. And now in our midst, then in this time, then the Lord has spoken and is speaking in a special way to the world and to the church. Then for many weeks, the most were called upon to gather in their dwellings from one Lord's day to another. And then in this day, then the Lord has opened the way, inclined hearts of our rulers, that more may gather. And now under all that speaking, then we would do well to examine ourselves. How has it now been, congregation, in these past weeks? Has anything now taken place for the apostles. Then they were given to see such a rich fruit upon the preaching, so many pricked in their heart. How has it now been in the past weeks? How was it in this week when you have heard that by renewal that you may have a place in God's house, boys and girls? How was it in the past weeks? Have you asked the Lord that the time may soon come, that by renewal, that you may receive a place in God's house? How have we come up in this morning? Oh, in the time of Pentecost, such wonders have taken place. Then many hearts were touched, many hearts were moved, many hearts were renewed. Many have been given to cry out, men and brethren, what shall we do, people of God? How has it been in this time? Has the Lord spoken? Has the Lord come over? Or has it been a time of silence? Has that become a burden, an unbearable burden? Have you cried unto heaven that the Lord may rend the heavens? And the reason, our sins, our manifold sins. Oh, what a blessed time that we read of an axe, and should the prayers then not be multiplied, that it may please Almighty God, the God of all grace, that He may pour out a Spirit upon young and old. We are traveling to eternity. Ah, there shall come a time that it shall be the last Lord's Day, that her presence shall be seen in the house of God on account of sickness, on account of death. And then we shall have to appear before our Maker. And then the Lord shall also say, in the year 2020, then I have spoken in such a solemn way, and then for many Lord's days you could not come up to God's house, but that way has been opened, but you have remained the same. Ah, you have refused to repent. Oh, family circles, has there now come a difference under the Lord speaking, boys and girls? Has it now become different in the family circle? Can you see it in the life of father and mother? Because when the Lord speaks, when the Lord works, then it cannot remain hidden. Then it shall remain seen. Then it shall be seen. And now in our gathering, ah, that church is gathered. But then we read in our text, in verse 23, and being let go, thus that means that matters have preceded this gathering. And we know that when the Lord gathers His church, when the Lord works mightily and irresistibly, then the devil becomes angry. Oh, what a blow that hell and the devil have received. When so many by word and spirit, when they were taken by irresistible grace from under the banner of the Prince of Darkness and placed under the banner of King Jesus, and then upon the preaching, then we read of different people. We read of the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees. They came upon them. Ah, the priests, they were so self-righteous, and they were so ignorant concerning the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ. Also in the life of those priests there was envy, because they have seen that things were becoming so different. Because that people that were converted, that were enlightened, that were instructed, they were given to learn that Christ was that only sacrifice, that he has fulfilled all those shadows. And then there were the Sadducees. They did not believe in spirits. They did not believe in the resurrection. They did not believe in an afterlife. And they have come upon Jesus. How is it with us, congregation? Do you resemble those priests? But then our children shall say, but we know that Jesus Christ has come to save his people, that the sacrifices of the Old Testament, we do not bring sacrifices anymore when we come to church. But how is it with that self-righteousness? What is our hope, young and old? Because without a hope we cannot live. Without a hope we shall despair. What is our hope for eternity? Is it a hope grounded upon God's holy word? Have we become a poor sinner? Have we learned to repent? We learned the need for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. May I ask you, are you a Sadducee? Oh, then you shall say, but we believe that there shall be a resurrection of the dead. We believe in an afterlife. We believe we have a soul for a never-ending eternity. But let me then ask you, congregation, how do you live? Do you perhaps live as a Sadducee? Because if we really believe that we have a soul, we must die in a resurrection and appear before the Lord Jesus Christ as judge. Then how is it with our exercises? Are we seeking the Lord, begging the Lord? Or if we are honest, that you have to say in this morning, it is true, I am not called a Sadducee, but my life is not so much different than a Sadducee because I am so busy gathering the things of the world. Many times it seems this is my eternity. I live as I shall never die. And now they have come upon Peter and John, and then they were put in hold. And then we read in this chapter that that lame man, that's a proof of grace, that he has stayed with Peter and John. He was present when he was brought in court. Even possible that he stayed with Peter and John when they were put in hold. It is not written. Then in this chapter, then we also see that the Lord deals gently with his people, with his servants. Christ in Matthew 5 has spoken of 8 Beatitudes. And the last one, the longest one, is that the church shall be persecuted. Christ has spoken to his disciples of different times. John 15 verse 20, 16 verse 33, and other places. And now it has become true. Thus for those disciples, it was not a strange thing. But then we read in this chapter that they were put in hold. Acts 5, we read they were put in prison. And then a few chapters later, we read of the martyrdom of Stephen. And then the next day, then they were brought before the Sanhedrin. And then they were asked, by what power, by what name have ye done this? Then we read, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, that tells us, the apostles, that they needed, the work of the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, each time by renewal. So dependent upon the Lord. And then if Peter has used the opportunity by renewal, oh, to declare to that Sanhedrin that it was in the name of Jesus who has been crucified, but who has been raised up again, who is that living King. Oh, then Peter has used the opportunity with boldness and with freedom to extol his Master, that Jesus Christ, that he has come into this world, that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. And then he was given to declare that there is only one way to heaven. Ah, there are many ways to hell, but there is only one way to heaven, because in verse 12, that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, are there souls that have come up in this morning that are laboring with their guilt? Oh, that have tried to satisfy the justice of God, but that are a sinner still, that have learned that the justice of God, that it requires perfect satisfaction. Oh, then we have heard it, that there is that one name, that precious name of Jesus. He is a complete, he is a perfect Savior. Oh, he has come to save the chiefest of sinners. Oh, what an encouragement for poor, for guilty sinners, no sinner too black, and no sinner too vile. Oh, what a precious testimony. Oh, then at Peter, he was not given, then we see, this all the work of the King. When we would see that Peter before the Sanhedrin, then who would say it was the same Peter that was in the hall of Caiaphas before, and that for a girl that he has denied his Master, only one name given under heaven, whereby we can be saved. And then we read in verse 13 that they perceived that they had been with Jesus. What a blessed testimony. How is it in our life? People of God, what a testimony by the Sanhedrin when they took notice of them. They perceived that they had been with Jesus. Read in Romans 8, verse 29. That the child of God becomes conformable to the image of Christ. That arouses to a jealousy also for our boys and girls. Perceived that they had been with Jesus. And then we read in verse 14 that when they were in court before the Sanhedrin, that lame man has stood with him as a testimony of the wonder that has taken place. Then I hear a soul say, if I only had that lame man standing beside me, then I would be so happy and then I would be so encouraged. What do I mean? There is a people upon the earth, souls, that have riddles and that have questions, where they cannot give an answer. Unheard prayers, that a soul says, believed the Lord has given the prayer, opening, encouragement, but no answer yet has found relief. If I now had that heard prayer as that lame man standing beside me, then the devil would put to shame. And then I would not be so much troubled with that unbelief, unfulfilled promises. but for a Peter and John, a layman, the Sanhedrin, they could not deny it. It was evident. The proof was there of the wonder that the Lord has done. And then they have called them to go outside. They were examined. And then finally, they have commanded them to speak no more in the name of Jesus. Christ has commanded them to teach all nations and to preach that only name. And to that end, their answer was not so long. Then we read, both Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And then they were further threatened, and then they were let go. And so they have come to the gathering, the gathered church. What a blessing it is when we may come to church and there have been dealings concerning the things of the Lord. Are there souls in my midst where that has taken place in the past weeks? There's even a greater blessing when we have also come in the courtroom. What do I mean? With our sins, and that we have received, oh, how seldom, the olden days, there were those souls that could so clearly speak of those dealings of the Lord, how they could declare the blotting out of their sins. Our second thought, the rejoicing of this gathering that is implied in verse 24, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice. Then we read in verse 23, and having let go, and being let go, they went to their own company. Also words for thought. Who are our company? Who are our friends? Thomas Brooks, a Puritan, has written in a certain place. He says, show and tell me three things, and then I can tell you who you are. And then he has spoken of our friends, spoken of the books we read, open the time that lies behind us, more opportunity to spend with our families, more time fathers and mothers to read to our children. Hope you have done that. And then in the third place, the clothes that we wear. Thus, Peter and John, they were let loose, and then they went to their own company. When we read those words, and boys and girls, when you become older, of course your father and mother must instruct you out of God's word what is right, that we must be separated from the world. But as we become older, then in a certain sense, parents have to let us go a little bit. Not so easy. Still love us, young people. And then they try to guide you. And now when you are let go, then where do we go? I hope not to places, bad places. Shall not multiply it out, but may it be granted. What a blessing if it, when our young people may have friends, that may have respect for God's word. They went to their own company. A company that was a people that had the same desires, the same longings, busy with the same things, a great love for the Lord Jesus Christ, was a people that had great respect for God's word, for His law, for His precepts, everything that had to do with the service of the Lord, went to their own company. What is our company, congregation? Of course, boys and girls, when you were in a family, I hope that God's word may have a large place. But who is our company? Has it now been as with a Ruth? She was from Moab, a heathen girl. But at the border, oh, of course, it was clear already. Nehemiah noticed, because when the Lord works, shall be noticed in our life. And then we receive a different company already in Moab. Then Nehemiah was given to see that Ruth has listened. She was all ears. As a general rule, when the Lord begins to work, then we listen more than we speak. Oh, we begin to cry because of our sins and because of that missing. But then at the border between Moab and the land of Israel, oh, then that precious choice, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. That ever taken place, congregation? When the Lord works, then we choose for the Lord. And for a service, the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 63, then he has declared that he loved all those that loved. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. They went to their own company. Ah, then Peter and John, they knew that there was a church gathered together with a great concern when they have heard what has taken place. Everything is not written in the Bible. How they must have prayed for Peter and John when they did not come home, when they were put on hold, that the Lord would remember them, that they may continue, and that Peter and John may receive freedom. Thus they went to their own company. And then Peter and John, then they have related to that company, perhaps in the upper room where they have gathered before, the wonderful things that the Lord has done. And then for that company, oh, what a blessed time. What a sweet time. A sweet time of communion. It was a time of rejoicing. It was a special time. Alas, many times that company of those that fears the Lord, when the Lord may come over, when the Lord may grant a further leading, then it is good. But how often the report is heard that different ones, maybe young people that have always come to church, that we do not see them so often anymore. Prodigal sons, prodigal daughters can be where it seemed even in their youth that the Lord has given special convictions, maybe even a little expectation that the Lord was working. And then when such a son or daughter becomes prodigal, I hope, young people, the Lord may keep you under the precious truth. If we think on the day of Pentecost, then the Lord has converted those that were gathered together, have come up for the Feast of Pentecost, those that have placed themselves under the means of grace. There the Lord has done great works, and now the rejoicing of this company. Then that people were given to rejoice, that so many, 3,000 on the day of Pentecost, and then also with that healing of that lame man, we have heard it in this chapter, that there were 5,000 that were converted. So the Lord has used a special wonder. Oh, what a wonder it would be that it would be heard in the time to come, where the Lord has spoken in such special ways that it would be heard, that when our families were at home, that the Lord has brought the guilt home. The Lord has used that speaking, accompanied with His holy word, that boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, were converted. Have we asked ourselves, congregation, when everything and if everything may return to a more normal life, also church life, what then? We ask ourselves that question. What shall then take place? Shall everything then become normal in our life? And that we continue on our pathway, unconverted, traveling to eternity that brought us in the need. Have we cried unto the Lord, and that we said, "Ach, Lord, Thou art speaking to us in such a special way. Oh, give not over to the hardening of the heart, that we do not continue as it has been, but may it please Thee to prick us in our heart." Ah, for that company, they had many reasons to rejoice. That Peter and John, that they were given such a liberty, do we not read in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Oh, was there not reason for rejoicing that that layman, that he has held so fast, oh, he has become part of that company. He was given to leap and to praise. But now when there has come persecution, then that layman did not say, "Peter and John, now I must go home. I must go and find a job." No, then he was still with Peter and John. Then he was willing to suffer affliction for the cause and for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our third point to prayer by this gathering, let us first sing. Psalter 80, the stanzas 9, 10, and 12. But, Lord, in Thee is all my trust. Thou art my God, I cried. My life, my times are in Thy hand. I in Thy strength confide. And what follows, Psalter 80, the stanzas 9, 10, and 12. the gathered church after the release of Peter and John. The court appearance preceding this gathering, the rejoicing of this gathering, and now thirdly, the prayer by this gathering. Then we read that they were have prayed with one accord. We read that expression 11 times in the book of Acts. 3 times concerning the enemies of the church, and 8 times concerning the living church. What a privileged time. Can be times that it seems that the enemies of Christ are more united than the church itself. And now in the way of prayer, in the way of thanksgiving, but also in the way of petition. But then they have begun in verse 24. They lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Oh, what a comfort it is for the church of God. Oh, what a pillar of faith when the Lord grants it by His Holy Spirit. Oh, what a privilege it is. Oh, when the church may receive a visit, and that they may also be given to behold the glory of the creation and the providence of God, and be given to view that attribute of His power in creating everything, also His wisdom and His faithfulness in upholding the same. Oh, and they may be given to experience Lord's Day number 10 concerning the providence of the Lord. Then they may be given to see that the Lord has everything in His hand, and that without the will of their Heavenly Father, not one hair can fall to the ground. When the church may be enabled, as I read in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, casting all thy care upon Him, for He careth for thee. Then the church, when they were given to raise their voice in one accord, they were led by the same Spirit. Then they were given to see that the enemy could do no more than the Lord permits. Peter and John, then in a certain sense, a mark that they were true servants of the Most High because they were persecuted. They have experienced the enmity of the devil when so many were converted. And now in that prayer, first, a way of address, the way of adoration, and then they were given to plead upon the Word of God. Then they have mentioned Psalm 2. We read Psalm 2. It does not read above that Psalm, who that Psalm was written by. But now here in the book of Acts, then they have declared by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the inspiration, the Scriptures, that it was a psalm of David. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. Thus it was being fulfilled what David has written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Psalm 2, the bitter enmity against the Lord, against His Christ, and against His grace. What an example in the Scriptures of that enmity. Cain, slain his brother because he was righteous. Pharaoh, boys and girls, what has he done with the little boys? Cast them into the Nile, that the people of Israel would become to naught. Christ would not be born. Ah, that wicked Athaliah, a grandmother murdering her grandchildren. That wicked Haman sent a decree forth by those posts in haste, that a day may come, that that nation may come to naught. What an enmity. And that enmity that continues to this very day. If we think of the world leaders under the Lord speaking, how few. Still a privilege, President Trump of the United States of America, may each time mention the Lord. The need for prayer, but for most of the leaders, it is so silent. What a bitter enmity that is. How is it with us, congregation, concerning that solemn too, that enmity? How is it with his word, his law, his institutions, the way of free and sovereign grace? Have we ever learned that enmity in our heart? How is it with that outward bowing? Are we a separate people? We have mentioned verse 13. The Sanhedrin perceived that they had been with Jesus. Can it be seen by your whole community? All times, all circumstances. Not that we can slip and stumble, but that by the community they perceive that we go to a Reformed church, perceive that we have a baptized forehead. We have mentioned the rulers, most rulers, that they do not even mention the name of God. What a bitter enmity that is. To give an example, if boys and girls, Premier Kenny would come in our community to speak to us, and we and our families would go and listen, then I think our boys and girls would ask father and mother, father and mother, if we now come close to the Premier, what are we supposed to do? And if he speaks to us, what are we supposed to say? Right, boys and girls? And now if there would be those that would walk past the Premier and would just walk straight ahead and act as if he was not be present, or even turn their faces, what a bitter enmity that would reveal. Even more bitter than that we would not obey perfectly his laws. To act that that man was not even present. How is it in our families, in our lives? Is that perhaps a picture of our life? That we live and act, we come to church, we read the Bible, we pray. But are there those amongst us, even with a baptized forehead, reformed, and that we live as if there is not a God in heaven? What a better enmity. But then the church. Then after appealing to the scriptures, and in verse 27, 28, speaking of the responsibility of Israel, of the counsel of the Lord, and now Lord. Then they were given to petition the Lord. Lord. May it please thee, behold their threatenings. Lord, it is all in thy hand. The Lord has a people under distressful circumstances that they are given to ask the Lord. Many times when we read that word, behold, then it is a word of the Lord to the church. But now the church may say, now, Lord, at this moment, when thou art doing such a wonderful work, oh, behold their threatenings. But, Lord, thou hast promised and written in thy word that it shall all be in vain, that thou shalt break those cords asunder, that their counsel shall come to naught. And therefore, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand, Lord. Continue to stretch forth thy hand and do those wonders as thou hast done with that layman, that people. They are so hard and slow of believing, but that they may see these examples and that it may be used, that thy kingdom may come and that thy name may be glorified. And then what a wonder. Then we read in verse 31 that they have received an answer. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were. How was it with our prayers? We have mentioned unheard prayers. What we mean, not that the Lord does not hear them, but that a soul has not received an answer. It is true also in that way. Now time to explain it. Lord is not a land of outer darkness. But that church has received such a visible answer that the place was shaking and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Congregation, for most of you by renewal, then you may have a place in God's house. And now may we be given to examine ourselves. Third of two people. Great number that are still enemies of Christ. But we have also heard of that company. That was gathered together. Boys and girls, are you ever jealous of God's people? Have you ever been filled with that holy jealousy and asked the Lord that you may belong to that company? Even as a little lamb. Because a lamb, it's also part of the flock, young people. Have you made the choice of a Ruth, middle-aged and elderly ones? Can it be seen? We have so many children and so many youth. Are there times that our boys and girls can see that we have been in the presence of Jesus? May it please the Lord, for His covenant's sake, to grant a great ingathering, that His kingdom may come. May our prayer be with Psalm 80, verse 19. Turn us, Lord, cause us thy face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of such wonderful works recorded in thy word. Thou art a wonder-doing God. Thou art sovereign, thou art just, thou art free. Thou hast taught thy church to pray, thy kingdom come, Lord. Under thy special speaking and a special service for many, when once more they may have a place in thy house, thou wast spared till this very moment. May it be an unforgettable service. The Lord, watch over us in this day. Keep us from sin and temptation. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Gather us together round about thy holy word in this evening hour. Those that may come up, those that are called upon to still remain in their dwellings, grant a prayer for one another. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 407, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. O praise ye the Lord, and sing a new song. Amid all the saints, his praises prolong, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The second wedding announcement of Darren Andrew Slingelant and Antonia Marilyn Tickelar. The wedding service is scheduled for Saturday, June 20, at 10:30 a.m. in the Lethbridge Church, not Pitcher Butte, as was recorded in the bulletin with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. There will be a midweek service here in Pitcher Butte this coming Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m., thus not 7 p.m., as noted in the bulletin. Psalter 407, 1, 3, and 4. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.